Com.
There were a variety of challenges that led to the assessment that this was not the right time to have a summit. Obviously, Mr. Snowden was a factor, but he was far from the only factor.
All right, that's Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, and he's talking about Ed Snowden, because the question keeps coming up about Putin and Russia, and that's one of the things we're going to talk to Andrew Szabo about when we hit Peel the Onion. Well, we're going to talk about accountability and the lack of accountability in this country, but how much of that stems coming out of things that are happening in Washington. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, how you doing in those nooks and crannies? Still upset that you didn't win the Powerball lottery like Paul White did in Minnesota? I love this guy's enthusiasm. He's in his mid-40s. He's got two kids that are teenagers, a boy and a girl, and he's excited because he now has money for college, and he also doesn't have to worry about medical expenses because he'll have medical money if something should happen, which is the concern of so many people. I mean, what's the big thing that's on your back that we're a slave to? And the answer is you're a slave to the unknown. Ugh, what about this unforeseen cost? But I just love the fact that he was beaming from ear to ear. He's an engineer. He talked about his friends and his work and the fact that he was done. He was going to finish up a few projects, and then he was out of there. He was gone. All right, so that moment for Paul White being very huge as one of the lottery winners, and then two in New Jersey still haven't come forward, has nothing to do with what we just first started talking about, and that's Jay Carney and Russia and what's happening with Putin. Although they would, wouldn't it be a great distraction? Oh, the lottery's high. Let's pump it up higher so people forget about what's happening in this country or what's not happening. Snowden gets asylum officially as at the tail end of last week from the Russians, probably tries to go to Latin America. There's a big summit coming up, and the president will be part of that along with the U.S., along with Russia, but there won't be any meeting between Obama and Putin as initially there was going to be. So the conversation, you know, then becomes, what about this helicopter deal and the fact that we're going to pay them $500 million to get helicopters for Afghanistan? And why are we giving Russia money if we're having problems with Russia and there's a tense relationship, right? A tense relationship. So we're going to talk about the NSA a little bit. We're going to talk about the fact that are you worried about terror, or is it more fear than anything else that's being stirred up when we talk about Al-Qaeda and other tentacles and other operatives and camps and whatnot that are being set up? Because when I first clicked on today, when somebody was checking my I was checking my texts, one of the first things that I saw is, you know, this Yemen stuff, the terror plot that closed the 19 diplomatic posts, and now how much deeper it's going in Pakistan. They're saying there's a big threat in Pakistan, so because of a terror threat there, the State Department is pulling all the government people from the consulate in Lahore and warning all Americans to not travel there and to get out of the country. And then there was some more drone strikes that killed 12 more people, and, you know, all of this about what's happening in overseas and what's happening with the embassies and all that kind of stuff. So it's interesting. We have the summer of our discontent with Benghazi, the IRS, and NSA, and now we're being told that the White House is saying the last couple of weeks, Obama's said it, we played it on the show, that this is fake scandals, that this is all fake nonsense for to distract you, that there are bigger things, And it's not about Benghazi. It's not about snooping on reporters. It's not about the IRS. It's not about the NSA. It's not about any of the other things. You heard about the too much partying and money that's being spent through the Secret Service or whatever the latest scandal was coming out of D.C. And now that this particular session is on hiatus because of vacation, it'll come back in the fall. Here's the question I want to know. Okay, so you have the White House saying it's fake scandals, and you have all these committee hearings on this. The Internal Revenue Service is still targeting supposedly Tea Party groups, and they are, right? There's evidence to that fact, and conservatives, and then even other groups as well, even in the middle of all of this stuff. The Benghazi question, we're coming up on, once again, September 11th, and the attack of Benghazi killing the four Americans, including the ambassador. And then the NSA, the electronic surveillance of all of us, how serious it is. And I don't think that's necessarily a fake scandal. So the question, I think, becomes, is if you were, and we've done this on the show, if you were ranking what you want to know the most, the information you want to know the most, if you could be a fly on the wall, let's say, what would you want to know the most? Really, truly, what's going on with the NSA, the IRS, Benghazi getting to the bottom of that, or what's happening with, in connection to the NSA, what's happening with Russia and what the end game is, what they're saying in the White House about this end around on Putin and the fact that Putin didn't care really what the United States thought about the fact that he wasn't putting Snowden back on a plane and sending him out of Russia so he could be extradited to the United States, and he's given him a place to rest his head and to have asylum. So if you take all of that and you were to put it all out on the table and you had one choice, you could get to the bottom of one of these things, one of these mysteries. It's like a game of Clue. We give you the ticket to the end of it. What would be the one thing that you would choose to get to the bottom of? What would be the one thing that you would want to know the most? I got to tell you, I really think for me, even Benghazi would be high on the list. It's hard to pick one. But I want to know about this IRS stuff. Because I have a couple of friends that work for the IRS, and so I have a little inside scoop on some of what happened with the IRS. You know, when the information came out about, oh, the parties and how much money was spent on traveling, they had huge budgets. They were all upgrading. They gave out things at conferences. They had conference upon conference. I mean, there's tons of taxpayer money that has been spent on IRS parties and meetings that turned into parties and, you know, whatever, that I can tell you in the last 10, 15 years. Of course, now all of that is shut down. They're not doing anything. I mean, you can't do anything in the IRS now. They're looking at everything. If you take a peppermint from the front desk, they want to know why you took it. But I think it's a little too late. I want to know the Tea Party stuff. I want to know other things that have happened with the IRS in their cleaning up their own house. You know, I want to know who initially came up with the memo to push applications aside for tax-exempt status. Who were those people? How far up did it go? That's what I want to know. Mailbag next.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
David, who says external revenue service, I don't think so. Yeah, we're transparent. Whatever you want to know, we're going to tell you all about it. IRS is what I would want to know. And I have some good sources on that. So I know I don't have good sources on the tax-exempt status, who's responsible for that. Nobody's talking about any of that stuff. But on the whole partying thing and the money they used to spend, trust me, it's way beyond what you think. They just did whatever they wanted to do, and they got per diems that would just go up, and all kinds of things happened over the years with the IRS. Now there's nothing they can do since all eyes are on the three dreaded letters. They get memos all the time about doing nothing. You are going nowhere. You are doing nothing. Sit at your desk and shut up. Like I made the reference to the mint. Take the mint and that's it. Even David picked up on that. He said, remember the note on the hotel pillow. You're worth a mint to us. Isn't that great? A mint, get it, IRS. Very, very clever. Very clever. All right, mailbag. Time to go and check the mail. Let's see what's up with that. Time to head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
We don't pay him enough. Nathan, let him say that. I want to hear that again.
You have mail, mistress.
The voice. The voice from the dark. Okay, I have mail, mistress. Here is one of the interesting questions that I got in the mailbag, and it's this one. It's from Jake, and Jake says, hey, Kate, I got a question for you. For goodness sake, what is going on with Sean Hannity's show? I've watched it off and on. I used to like it in the beginning. Now I'm sort of too busy. But what's the deal with Megyn Kelly replacing him? Have you heard all of that? Well, you'd have to be living under a rock not to know that, because it's everywhere. That there's a big shakeup at Fox, that now Megyn Kelly is going to be on at 9 p.m. And they haven't made a primetime schedule change. I guess I didn't realize this. CNN, you know, you never know. It's the anchor du jour or whoever's going to be doing the show this week. Remember, if you go back in the history of CNN, they have switched out shows so much. I think that's also part of their problem. But anyway, they haven't made very many changes at Fox, so this is a big one. They say that she's the it girl for Fox, that people really like her, and so they're making the change, and she is the person that's going to be in that slot. As to what's happening with Hannity, you know, his radio show is all over the place, and I don't know. I don't know why. I don't think he's out of the network. If they're shifting something, I don't think that's the case, but I could be wrong on that. They're not saying very much when it comes to Hannity. So I could be wrong, but it seems as though she certainly has that spot. There's no question about it, because that's been rumored for a long time. So what does that mean for him? Where are they shifting Sean Hannity? And they're so profitable. That's the thing. Of all the news networks, they're the most profitable, and they are getting the highest ratings. Because it's a pretty tough game now. There's so many other sources. There are people with everybody going to the internet. There's so many other ways to get your news or to get your opinion pieces or to be even part of the conversation. But not everybody wants to just go, I think, and be on the internet. I think there are people that still, with baby boomers especially, there's still people that want to watch, they want to watch news, they want to watch cable news, or they want to watch whatever, even if they want to grumble about the anchors or the coverage or, you know, what have you. But the numbers are never, ever what they used to be. So that's a big, big, big change to have Hannity, who's on radio and on TV and also has a big presence on the internet, that the fact that she bumps him from the 9 o'clock slot means, I think, they're just re-rack him to something else. I mean, they're just changing the lineup. I don't think, I was reading an article in the LA Times, I don't think that they bump him, you know, completely. It's a promotion for her, but I don't think it bumps him out. I think they still have a long-term deal with him, and they probably move him earlier. I think they move him maybe 7 o'clock or so. He could get off, do the radio thing, and then slide into an earlier hour. That's probably most likely what it is. So he's not off the air there anyway. All right, let's do another one. This one came to me from Bob, listening in Vermont. And Bob says, America Tonight. Have to say I really enjoyed some of the shows, Kate, when you were away, because I got a chance to listen to some interviews that I hadn't heard before, and of course there were some updates at the top. I hope you didn't get too sunburned and didn't bump into any sharks, if you know what I mean. And speaking of sharks of a different sort, here is my question to you. The NSA, why don't they kick out the chief of the NSA, for all this nonsense that has happened on his watch? Why wouldn't he be forced to resign? I don't understand. Because really, in the Obama, any Obama people, which I don't actually even know, I think General Alexander is I don't know that he must be a pick of Obama's, but they, very few people get racked in Obama's White House. You know, you think of different administrations, Republican and Democrat, and there's big heat on something that happens, whether it's a huge scandal or a little mini scandal. People resign. There's big turnover, even when it comes to, like, the White House spokesperson and that kind of stuff. But there hasn't been too much turnover with Obama, because he sticks with the people. He doesn't, even to his detriment. You know, we did the show a couple years ago where I said, if you're, let's just take it from the perspective of the presidency, who makes him weaker? Who should he ditch? And I had a whole list of people that I would have ditched, including really Eric Holder, the attorney general. But he's like the Teflon man. So the answer to the question is that doesn't happen unless it's somebody that is going to be confirmed for something. They're up for a job that he's put them up for, like Susan Rice. And then there's a scandal, and then they decide they're going to resign, you know, take their name out of the running, and then they end up someplace else, which she did. But for Alexander, no, there was no talk of him resigning, none of that stuff. It did happen on his watch. He was furious. I said this before. It looked like his head was going to pop off when he was on the Sunday shows. But he's still in play. In fact, he was just in a press availability with the FBI director, Robert Mueller, who's soon to be gone. And they talked about the fact that now they're going to move to the cloud and they're going to use less people, less contracting in places where they can to try to avoid leaks. So General Alexander isn't going anywhere. Here's another one. This one from Skip, listening to us in Utah. He says, Ms. Delaney, you have a big base of fans here in Salt Lake City. I hope you know that. And I'm scared to death by what's about to happen. The other shoe is going to drop. As far as our health care is concerned, I got to notice that my premium is going up 50%. 50% is a big chunk. I'm going to have to get a second job to be able to afford the health care bill that I'm going to be sporting, at least as far as the monthly nut, because of the big family that I have. And I can only imagine other people are probably in the same boat. I think it's going to just be that much worse, and I think people are going to go to the doctors less. What do you think? Well, here's the thing. The part of the problem of the, I think, that we have here in the United States is we didn't have a big push on preventive medicine in the first place years ago when it probably was affordable. Now, if it's not affordable, sure, what people, you know, people get their, you drive your car, it has to work. So if you have to pay thousands of dollars for your car, you do it. If you feel okay, a little sick, but you don't want to have to go pay some bill, yeah, you're not going to do it. And then you get these bills for the tests, and they're crazy. I mean, healthcare is out of control. There's nobody that doesn't think we should have done something to change what's happened with healthcare in our country. But the problem is, with the premiums escalating and then the promise that they're going to come down, there's no way insurance companies are doing that. I mean, absolutely no way. Stick with us. Coming up next, Andrew Szabo, Peeling Back the Onion.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, Only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Each and every week, we talk to my pal Andrew Szabo. He's with Peel Back the Onion, the cool segment that we're starting to get some response from. The marketing chef, he's a professional speaker and a positioning, branding, and messaging strategist. He definitely has nothing to do with the people that are in the White House right now as far as their branding is concerned. Their branding is all over the map, and that is part of the problem. And what we've noticed, and Andrew and I had this conversation off the air, is it's there seems to be this prevalence in the United States now. It's permeating all walks of life of lack of accountability. Do you notice that too? That's how we kind of tripped onto this. What do you notice with people that you even deal with in your everyday life, Andrew?
Well, I think this is interesting, where we have to take into account the fact that our leaders in this country do have influence. Whether you agree with them or not, there is huge influence that is wielded by a president of the United States, one of the most powerful countries in the world. And this is nothing new. The issue is, it seems to be, but what is it that we're not taking responsibility for? And one could even just go back, just kind of rewind the tape here a little bit. And you look at under Clinton's administration, you know, there was some interesting, obviously, shenanigans going on sexually with the president. And at first, he didn't take responsibility for that. And as a result, it was interesting, 12, 15 years later, a survey was done and about sexual attitude, and they had completely changed in within one generation because of the power of the presidency. And but so the attitudes among young people when it came to oral sex had completely changed, but they did not consider that that was actually sex, whereas the baby boomer generation thinks that that's one of the most intimate acts of sex. Very interesting. Now let's fast forward to today, and you have a situation where there's been a number of scandals rocking this particular administration. Yet we've really not seen anybody taking personal responsibility. Now, Benghazi, what does it matter? That's what we heard in the judicial in the hearings. We've seen obviously the IRS. Now they did say, yeah, they did admit wrongdoing, but nobody's taking responsibility. We've seen it in a number of things. So what happens is then if it's okay for the president and the administration to not take responsibility, then guess what? Then people don't take responsibility. Businesses don't take responsibility. I had, and this is just a personal anecdotal thing, but just earlier this week, here we are in Texas and it hit record temperatures this week, into the hundreds, and we had an AC problem and we had a technician come out to fix it, and he did not fix the problem. In fact, he left it worse than it was when he came and didn't take responsibility and ended up leaving the job after I, you know, discussed it with him about what could at least be a temporary fix of something. So now I know what I'm doing, and basically I got into a huff and ended up leaving, like I said, left us worse off than we were before. So what do I do? A natural thing is you call the company. And I said, well, I think we have a situation here. And, you know, what I was wondering, I thought, well, this is just maybe a rogue technician and so forth. But, you know, the reality was I asked for the somebody in charge there, and they said, well, the owner's not available, the manager's not available, let me help you. So I said, okay, well, this is the situation. Well, so there's nothing really we can do about this. I'll get the manager or the owner to call. Nobody ever called me. They didn't take responsibility for the issue. And this is, I think, not uncommon. I was talking to Kay, I've been talking to a few other people, and they're saying this is becoming more and more prevalent.
Yeah.
So it's dangerous. I mean, let's face it. If you don't take responsibility, if it's not done at the highest levels, how can we expect it at the business level?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's interesting you bring up the Benghazi stuff, and, of course, that's not completely over yet, but nobody will stand up. And as you mentioned, that was Hillary Clinton, who was the Secretary of State. But finally they talked to her where she said, well, what difference does it matter? The ambassador's dead and the terrible tragedy happened, and we grieve for their families. And that's exactly what she said, that it, what difference does it make? Well, it makes a difference because they were asking for backup. This was not even almost a year ago. They were asking for backup Andrew twice. They never got it. And then
as we
left them trapped in a situation where the worst thing that you could ever imagine happened to them. And there should be people that answer for that. Who, you know, who gave the orders? Who signed off on, okay, no, we can't do this. It's a budget cut and whatever, and we're not going to give them backup. I think it's fair to want to know who that is.
Exactly. I mean, there's a responsibility to America. It does matter when four American lives are taken in a terrorist attack, but we try and cover it up, and we say it's not a terrorist attack, and so what made it worse was the lies that surrounded it, and then nobody took responsibility even for the cover-up. You know, this would be, I think, unimaginable, you know, 20 years ago. You know, there was, you know, when you go back to even, no, and there hasn't really been a presidency where there hasn't been some, you know, mistakes are made, but,
yeah,
but at the end of the day, people have to take responsibility. Even under Reagan, you know, there were some mistakes made when it came to the Iran-Contra. But, you know, people took responsibility. Yes, I was the one that said that we should do this. So people stepped up to the plate. You know, right, wrong, or indifferent, this was my decision, and it you know, maybe judged as being wrong. You go back to even, you know, Nixon administration, which is considered one of the worst political scandals in American history. I think that's been eclipsed now. But people took responsibility. People resigned. People actually even ended up going to prison. And then nobody died. We're talking about a fifth-rate burglary. And people took responsibility. People actually, you know, stepped up, went to prison, ended up, we had a president that ended up resigning because they also lied about the cover-up. So I think it's a sad state of affairs, and unfortunately this undermines society.
Yeah, I agree. We're speaking with Andrew Sabo with Peel Back the Onion. And Andrew, you know, continuing along those same lines, something that you and I have talked about several times on the show, just for follow-up here, now the President Obama cancels the meeting with Putin, of course, amid what's happened with Ed Snowden because they granted him asylum. So the NSA leaker gets asylum in Russia. And the unthinkable thing is just that they just dragged it out and played us for all it was worth for over a month, almost 2 months, and then they ultimately give them the asylum. And what does our government do, and what do they do as far as ordering helicopters from Russia, because we have a $500 million order that we're putting in their hands? Why don't we take that back? Why don't we show some sense of strength? I think we look like ninnies to the rest of the world. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because along with not taking responsibility, hand in hand with that is when something, you know, goes wrong, you have to take responsibility for it. And when something is affecting us, and it's clearly we're being made fools of, it looks like that we have no backbone. We look like ninnies. That's a great expression. Very English there, by the way, Kat. It's such an expression. And that has been, and we've talked about this before again, but for those listeners who perhaps have not heard some of our prior conversations, this comes back to our state of the foreign policy, which is almost non-existent. And you look at, again, pointing at Hillary Clinton. There was the famous reset with Russia. Well, that reset in relations with Russia has actually taken us back into the Cold War. We had much better relations under Bush because the Russians actually feared us. You know, we were a formidable, yes, we were allied at some level, but you don't want to mess with America. Well, now everybody wants to mess with America. And I think this is further exemplified with what happened in the last weekend, that all of a sudden the terrorist network of Al-Qaeda is supposed to be, that we heard speech after speech after speech in the fall from during the elections that they have been decimated. They're on the run. Those words were used over and over again. They're not on the run. Yeah, they're on the run. They're on the run towards us. To have 19 embassies closed down because we can't protect ourselves, basically is sending the message that they wouldn't have had to do that unless the level of threat was so high. Why is that level of threat? Let's peel back the onion. Why is the level of threat so high? Because they feel they can act with impunity.
Exactly.
And without retaliation. So when there's no retaliation for a simple thing, like an espionage agent in the NSA in Russia, if we're that powerless, then we're certainly powerless to protect an embassy. And that's when we peel back the onion, that's really the message that comes out of this, is that we've now unfortunately become a second-rate power. I don't think we are anymore to be considered as the most powerful nation on earth.
Yeah, and I say that all the time.
Sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. All right, I'm sure we'll pick up along some of those same lines next time around. Andrew Sabo, Peel Back the Onion, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate. Always a delight.
Have you ever heard of have a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Like that on Turquoise Radio. Love me some London. I do. It's really fun. I've gone to England a couple times. It's been a while. I would love to go over there and take the America Tonight crew and do a show from there. There's some great things that are happening actually in that country that are interesting, and economically it'd be fun to do some comparisons. Of course, your gas prices, we certainly don't want anything to do with here in the United States. Gaza 11 says, I'm from the UK. So there you go. There's someone else listening to us in the UK. It's curious. There hasn't been a lot of talk about gas prices lately in the US, because I think our threshold of pain is once we hit $4, and in California, they just put up with it because they're always paying more. California, Chicago, one of the worst places in Illinois. For some reason, it's the refinery, the distance of refineries, which makes no sense to me, but that's as how it was explained to me by someone from Chevron, for whatever that's worth. They always seem to pay way more. But $4 for most of us is that number. It's so high. Last September, I was in Ireland filling up like $7. $7 a gallon. It's crazy. Now I know why you complain about the price of gasoline. You know when you rent a car and they say, do you want us to fill it up for you? Do you want to fill it up before you come back? Flip a coin. Either way, it's not good. It's not good. All right, I said this was the year of the whistleblower, and we got a good whistleblower story for you. Check this out. Do we have a good whistle in the house somewhere? That's what happens. That sound follows you around when you're a whistleblower. You know, it's like when you're the queen, they have trumpets. When you're a whistleblower, what's that sound again? I think we killed our whistler. You know what? I can't even whistle. Can anyone out there whistle? I am the worst whistler. I wouldn't be the good sound effect person walking around with the whistleblower. We're going to start to have more whistleblowers actually on the show, including a big one from City who blew the lid off what was going on with the folks at City. But anyway, this is a whistleblower you probably haven't heard much about. His name is Porter Fisher, and he's a former employee of the clinic called Biogenesis, which has led to the downfall of Alex Rodriguez and a handful, a dozen other baseball players for taking performance-enhancing drugs. Major League Baseball just announced those suspensions. Alex Rodriguez, the Yankee slugger, is appealing his 211 games that he got. But this whistleblower, Porter Fisher, worked at the clinic, and he says that he was bullied by Major League Baseball. He said it was brutal. He got everything he could. You know, this was a huge scandal. And he says he feels like they just messed him over. The attorneys pressing an emergency court order claiming that this Porter Fisher guy didn't respond to requests that he hand over all of Biogenesis documents that he had. And so now there was like a little bit of a reprieve. A court circuit judge in Miami has an August 21st court date where he's supposed to respond to the requests from Major League Baseball's commissioner's office. And this Porter Fisher says he didn't fully understand the request and he needed time to get an attorney after leaving his previous attorney. So he's the one who blew the Biogenesis case open. He turned over boxes and boxes of documents to the Miami New Times last year. And the initial stuff or disclosure, as well as documents that were ultimately obtained by Outside the Lines, which is an investigative program on ESPN from other sources, were part of the reason for these suspensions of the 14 players in all. And there's only one challenge. It's Alex Rodriguez. He got the 211 games. But supposedly, he was recruiting people to Biogenesis, supposedly, allegedly. And that's why he got hit with so many more. And plus, he lied, apparently, to MLB and, you know, the front office, whatever. I'm calling him the front office. So the attorneys have used a local civil lawsuit that they filed in March against the clinic operator, Tony Bosch, and five others that are affiliated with Biogenesis in an attempt to get cooperation and get records and all that sort of stuff. That's why they filed that suit. So the attorneys for others named in the suit, which is are assuming Major League Baseball will drop once its investigation is concluded. They just want, that's bullying. That's how you get the documents. It works in the real world. It doesn't work in government. Remember when Daryl Issa, the congressman from California who has the most money in Congress, that's why he's untouchable, right? So Issa, the thing I like about Issa is he is what he is, right? He's like the shark, and he's going after documents and fast and furious, demanding to know these emails, get the boxes. And finally, they bury him in the boxes, but they still don't give him what he wants. And that all just kind of got lost. It just was tossed to the side. In this case, they can't toss it to the side, so that's why they filed the suit, so they get all the information. They got the documents to back it up. And bada bing, that's it. It's open and shut for Major League Baseball. But this Fisher cat supposedly has the all of the biogenesis documents, and he had a set of them that he passed on to a friend or something, and he thinks they were also passed on to Alex Rodriguez. So he's got much more details than even the clinic's owner. And they say there's a possibility the documents have names not previously raised by Major League Baseball, as well as athletes from other sports who dealt with Bosch and the South Florida clinics. Because you have to think of A-Rod and the circles he runs in and the people that he knows. If he were telling people about how great this clinic is, there would be other athletes. That makes sense. If they wanted to get the PEDs, they would go there. So, interesting. As a whistleblower, what does it do for him? He says he gets bullied by Major League Baseball, has to hire a bunch of attorneys, and at one point trying to gain his cooperation, check this out too, MLB was offering about $125,000 to bring him into their fold. Hey, we want you to tell us everything you know, so we're going to pay you $125,000. But that blew up, and now it's just subpoena, and I'm going to hit you over the head with this. They're playing hardball with him, and they are trying to, you know, they're sending people to his front door to try to subpoena him and stuff. Wonder where they got their tactics from. And imagine the other names that are on this. There has to be some people that are sweating it out because they don't understand why their name hasn't come up. But there has to be more people's names in these documents. I'd be curious kind of about that. Are there any other big names in baseball? But what about the other sports, too? How stupid. Now, you're the guy who runs Biogenesis. You know that performance-enhancing drugs will get these guys booted out. Why would you have records that were easily accessible to people that work for you, thinking that nothing was going to happen? So in the world of whistleblowing, for him at least, the Biogenesis dude, not a good experience. And it sounds like he's ending up having to spend money, unless he does some kind of a book. Which that could be possible, but who knows who Porter Fisher is. He's the man who's the whistleblower who brought down the Biogenesis Clinic. It was just a little quiet investigation in Miami, then it blew up into a national scandal, thanks really to Major League Baseball, because they wanted to go after, they had to, it was in their face, and they wanted to go after the people that they knew they could knock down, and that includes Alex Rodriguez. Remember, you can hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff. And how do you do that? All roads lead to the website. The website is americatonight.net. Thanks for listening. Hope you can stick around for our next hour of ATN when we talk to a counterterrorism expert, one of the best all-time in the business, who says, guess what? It's more about putting fear out there than actual terror. Ooh.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.